Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and it's Thursday, February 27th, 2014. I'll be filling in for Alex today, but we have an amazing show. We've got some breaking investigative report coming up in the second hour. You're not going to want to miss this. You know, we've got even Rachel Maddow and CNN asking questions about the Boston bombing now. Can you imagine that? That's pretty much a change, isn't it? Things have changed a lot in the last year. They've gone from mocking Alex to asking questions about a suspect, Ibrahim Todashev, who's picked up by the FBI for questioning. Tells everybody they're going to kill me. He gets shot six times, I believe it was, once in the back of the head. I mean, we need to look into this. There's a lot of questions about both the Boston bombing and Sandy Hook, about how the government used it, about assassination of a witness in the case of the Boston bombing. A lot of issues. Now, we've got today, coming up in the second hour, Wolfgang Halbig. Now, Wolfgang Halbig is a former state trooper, he's a former educator, and he's a school safety consultant. He's not an investigative reporter. You know, usually we see these kind of details come out years, maybe decades after the event. There was an excellent, excellent documentary on the Oklahoma City bombing. We carry that here at InfoWars. But a lot of times it takes a very long time for these investigations to be put together by investigative journalists. This guy, Wolfgang Halbig, as I said, has both experience in law enforcement and education. He is a school safety consultant. And so when the Sandy Hook shooting happened, he investigated it, just as he investigated Columbine and other school shootings, to find out what went wrong, what could be changed, how could he advise schools to keep that from happening. And what he found was amazing. And you're going to want to hear this when he comes in, the detail that he has about what happened at Sandy Hook. It makes you question the entire narrative. And we've questioned it from the very beginning. I remember I had just been here a couple of months when it happened, and everything changed. I mean, Alex doubled down on this like I've never seen before or since. He knew it was on. He knew this was a false flag set up to take our gun rights away. And they have been pretty successful in some of the northeastern areas. We've got the SAFE Act got passed in New York. We see what's going on in Connecticut. They're now said we're going to register firearms, and then they're confiscating them right away from people who haven't turned them in. And we saw that amazing letter that Alex talked about yesterday that was written on the 2nd of January and said, we didn't receive your registration by the 1st of January, so now you have the option of proving to us that you've destroyed them, or we're going to come get them, or you can turn them in. It's just amazing. As we've always said, registration is a prelude to confiscation. What's going on in Connecticut with these gun rules, as well as Sandy Hook and the subsequent investigation? When he tried to find out about this, Wolfgang Halbig wasn't just stonewalled. They didn't just ignore his legal request, Freedom of Information Act request. They actually threatened him on the phone and got police officers in Florida, where he lives, to visit his house twice to tell him to stop investigating, stop filing these things, or they were going to put criminal charges on him for asking information. That's absolutely amazing. And we're also going to be joined in this hour with Paul Joseph Watson. He's going to be talking about what's going on in the Ukraine. We've got developments there with the IMF. They're now making their move. They can smell the opportunity to get in and control that country, just like blood in the water. So we're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson about that, about the tensions that are being manufactured by Washington between the U.S. and Russia. And we're also going to be talking in the third hour to Jakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo. They'll be joining us in the studio. Now, we've had some interesting news here in the last couple of days about what's going on in Arizona and religious freedom. And we've got a take on that right after we come back from break. It's going to be a little bit different. I've actually looked at the bill, and it's not exactly the way that's been portrayed in the media. Not at all the way it's been portrayed in the media. We're going to talk about that and some other stories. We've got 100 sailors now sick from Fukushima. The number is increasing. We'll be right back.
Glad globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Hi, my name is Lad Mandiola. I've been a loyal listener to this network for a while, and I want to apologize if what I'm about to say comes across as a sales pitch. A few years ago, I came across an incredible knife, and made it even better, that uses the patented Emerson Waved feature. We call it the $599 Fox Karambit knife. Now, I'm not looking for you to buy anything. All I'm asking you to do is go onto our site at theultimateknife.com and click on our rotating banner that says free training videos. I'm so confident that you'll love those videos and love this knife that I'm giving a 7-day trial guarantee, and you'll see why this is one of the fastest one-handed deployable defense knives on the market. And if you're as concerned as I am about legislation that's pushing to try to take our rights to bear arms, then you need to watch these free training videos. Also, as a listener, we're also giving away free shipping. Just type in radio at checkout. Again, go onto our site at www.theultimateknife.com. Again, that's theultimateknife.com. Thank you for listening.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Days grow shorter and the nights are getting long.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex today on this Thursday, February 27th, 2014. Hard to believe that we've already had 2 months of the new year go by. It's going very, very quickly. Now, yesterday we had a lot of news about the battle for religious freedom. Everybody was waiting to see what the governor of Arizona was going to do about this bill that had been passed in the legislature in Arizona entitled Relating to the Free Exercise of Religion. And I was very interested to see what this was all about, so I actually got the bill and looked at it. And, you know, when I Googled the terms, when I searched the terms sex, that's not anywhere in there. The term gay, the term homosexual is not in there anywhere. It's all about religious freedom. And it's about whether or not we're going to allow private companies to be dictated to by government. But we've already had that discussion, haven't we? And when we see that Hobby Lobby can be fined $1 million a day because they don't want to provide abortion, which they see as murder, they don't want to provide that coverage to their employees. But the Obama administration says, nope, we don't care. We're going to mandate that to you. I mean, certainly there's issues with just the idea that they're mandating coverage. That we ought to stop at that point. But then they go one step further and they violate the clear prohibitions against the free exercise of religion. Let's understand that the free exercise of religion protected in the First Amendment is not granted by the First Amendment. It is actually there to show us that the government is going to respect those fundamental rights that we have for free speech, for freedom of religion, for the right to protect ourselves, for the right to keep government at bay. These are negative rights. These are not positive rights. These are things that says, government, you cannot step on these rights that we already have. These are not being granted by the government. They're just being recognized by the government. So it's important when we see how the government reacts to these things. It tells us not whether or not we have those rights. It tells us whether or not the government is going to act as a tyrant. And we're seeing this over and over again, how they're going to act. So it was kind of interesting to look at this bill. And one of the things that I came across as I'm looking through this, it says that the state action may subsequently burden a person's exercise of religion only if the government or non-governmental person is both in furtherance of a compelling governmental interest. Oh, wait a minute. I'll stop right there. You mean you can substantially burden a person's exercise of religion if it's in furtherance of a compelling government interest? Are you serious? That's not what the First Amendment is about. And to say that this is a bill for the free exercise of religion is not true. This is simply a head fake for their base. They know that their base is seeing religious freedom trampled everywhere. So they want to do something to shore up that base. That is, if you read the actual bill, was really very meaningless. But that was not the way that it came down. There was such an outrage that all the Republican leadership, McCain in Arizona, as well as even Romney, came out and opposed this bill. And of course, the Republican governor vetoed this bill. Because you know what? This is fundamentally is about religion. But there's a religion that's far more important today in America, and that's the religion of bowing down before the homosexual community. They're the ones who are setting the agenda. They're the ones that you have to please. And if they think that this is something that is going to impinge on their rights, then you got to back off. Because even making points with your base, as the Republicans are simply trying to do with this meaningless bill, even that has to back off if you're going to offend the homosexual community today. And we saw some other interesting things here, too. We saw the NFL putting pressure on Arizona, saying, if you pass a bill that is a weak restatement of religious liberty, then we're going to pull the Super Bowl away. So you see, again, the NFL is always there pushing the social agenda of the government, pushing the control of the government, pushing an anti-family agenda. You know, they would not allow a very innocuous Super Bowl commercial that showed a man, kind of a Morning in America type of commercial, a man coming home to his family, protecting his family. They would not show that. They would not show a man exercising the fatherly protection of his family. There wasn't any guns in it. They weren't shooting things. It was just that. It was kind of a pastoral type of suburban pastoral scene where he comes home. The NFL pulled that. And it brings up the question of what does it mean for tolerance? Now, the Washington Examiner quoted this and said, our policies emphasize tolerance, inclusiveness, and prohibit discrimination based on age, gender, race, religion, sexual orientation, or any other improper standard. You know, really? Are they really that tolerant of religion? That was what the NFL said. I looked up the word tolerance, and it says that you're going to show willingness to allow the existence of opinions or behavior that one doesn't agree with. But that's not what they want. They want you to celebrate, to subsidize the relation. And that's why I have a problem with a lot of libertarians like Gary Johnson who will come in and make gay marriage one of their main issues. It really is an infringement on the rights and the liberties of other people to say, if you're going to tolerate the behavior, that means that you're not going to make it a criminal action. You're not going to intrude in people's lives. But it also doesn't mean that you have to accept it, that you have to celebrate it, that you have to subsidize it. I remember the first time I heard about gay marriage, and that was when I was traveling with Andre Moreau, who was a libertarian candidate at the time, and we got that question at a press conference. And he said the only reason you're looking for this is because you want to force a private company to give you benefits that you are not willing to negotiate with in a voluntary way. And he said, and you're also trying to force the taxpayer to get the government to do that. And you're trying to force people to accept something that they fundamentally don't agree with. That's not tolerance. That's servitude. And it was interesting to see that Tucker Carlson, who is going to be on the show tomorrow, he's going to be in studio. He's the editor of The Daily Caller and longtime correspondent, commentator on network television. He's going to be in studio tomorrow with Alex Jones. And he was raked over the coals when he gave the example of somebody being forced to make a wedding cake or take wedding pictures of a homosexual wedding that they didn't want to take pictures of and being sued by that. And it's amazing when you look at a situation like this. This is what the respondent said to that. The other side of the argument came from the anchor in this program, McCollum, and she said, well, you're either open for business or you're not open for business. You can't choose based on different criteria. You know, I remember a time in America when people had signs up, and I think a lot of places still do, we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone we want. I don't know why they would do that, because they're in it to make money. I remember when I was a young child, they had one business, a convenience store, would not allow junior high school students in their store. And even after I got older, I never went back. I don't know why a businessman would do that, but if they want to make that decision, that's their choice. And Tucker Carlson said, it's called tolerance. When you try to force me to bake a cake for your gay wedding and threaten me with prison if I don't make it, that's called fascism. It really is fascism. You know, fascism isn't just extreme nationalism. Fascism has an economic component to it. That means that tentatively you have private property, but really you don't have control over that. The government has control over it. That's why we're really going into fascism in this country, where the government dictates everything that you can do. You don't really have any private property. Now, we also got coming up in this program on the second hour, we've got Wolfgang Halbig, and he's going to be talking to us about his Sandy Hook investigation. It's amazing to see that the mainstream media is now starting to question the Boston bombing narrative and question the fact that you had the FBI pick up a witness to the Boston bombing, somebody that they said they were going to take in for questioning. He told his friends, they're going to kill me. And in fact, he wound up being shot multiple times, once in the back of the head. You've got even Rachel Maddow talking about this now. It's pretty amazing. Maybe she sees the handwriting on the wall as Piers Morgan bit the dust. But she really hit this, and it's better late than never. Let's listen to some of the things that she said on the MSNBC show that she has. You guys got that clip?
In January, FBI Director James Comey announced that the Bureau had completed its shooting review in this man's death. He was shot while being questioned by the FBI and other law enforcement authorities back in May. I'm going to show you a couple of photos, which I should warn you are a little bit graphic and might be disturbing. But from these photos that were taken of that young man's body in the morgue, it appears that he was shot 7 times, including once in the top of the head. Law enforcement officials have said that the man was himself unarmed when the FBI shot and killed him. And although the FBI's report on this man's shooting is reportedly ready to go, according to James Comey, he says the report on that shooting has been completed. It still has not been released. The FBI even blocked the county medical examiner from releasing the autopsy report in this case, even though it was completed and ready to go. And again, these images are graphic, I'll warn you again, but the reason we have to count the bullet holes ourselves looking at these photographs in order to try to figure out what happened here is because the FBI won't let that autopsy report be released. The county's happy to release it. The FBI is stopping them from doing so. The reason we have those photographs taken in the morgue is because a friend of the dead man took those photos himself when he went to identify the body, and then he brought the photos to the dead man's father. And it was the dead man's father who then released the photographs publicly, demanding answers about why the FBI had shot and killed his son, why he had to get shot, apparently 7 times, including the top of the head, when he himself was unarmed. And that is where the story goes from sort of weird and worrying to intensely weird and worrying. Because the man who was killed by the FBI in this condo in Orlando, Florida, he was an immigrant from Russia. He was living here legally. But his family is still in Russia. And when he died, his family held his funeral in Russia. And the friend who had identified his body in the morgue and who took those photos in the morgue to give to the man's father, he attended the funeral in Russia. He left the U.S. to go to the funeral in Russia. Even though that man has a green card and lives here in the U.S. legally and is legally allowed to travel in and out of the United States, after that funeral, he was not allowed to...
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they can shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. We're going to be joined in just a few minutes by Paul Joseph Watson from London. He's going to be talking to us about what's going on in the Ukraine. We see the IMF smells the problems. They see an opportunity. It's like blood in the water. They're coming in to get them in debt to the bankers. And, of course, we've been telling you, and many others have been telling you, that we believe that this was set up by the bankers in the first place to get them in the sphere and influence of the EU. You know, they might want to watch the debate that's coming up between Nigel Farage and Nick Clegg in the UK. And of course, we've talked to Nigel Farage here on the radio show many times, a masterful debater. This guy is amazing, and he goes right to the heart of the EU. He's elected to the EU as an opponent to the EU. And he's the guy who stands up and calls them out on their takeovers of countries like Greece and Italy, where they take out duly elected prime ministers and put in Goldman Sachs bankers. It's just amazing what they're doing in the EU. So before the Ukraine throws itself into the EU basket, they ought to take a look at what's being done in countries like Greece, like Italy. See what the bankers are doing there. And, of course, now the bankers are starting to come in, offering them the lure of money to try to get them under their control, just as they've done the United States and so many other countries. So we'll be talking to Paul Joseph Watson at the bottom of the hour about that. Now, we went out in the last segment with a clip from Rachel Maddow, and she's questioning the assassination. And, folks, if you're picked up by the FBI and you tell people they're going to kill me, and you're in a room full of FBI agents, you're unarmed, and you get shot six times and then once in the back of the head, that's an execution, folks. That's not a questioning. That's exactly what he knew was going to happen. And it's about time that somebody in the mainstream media complained about that. You know, there. I think Rachel Maddow came around to do this because it just looks ridiculous for them to ignore this. They're losing all their credibility. That's why Piers Morgan's ratings were down in the tank. He had no credibility. So I think they see the handwriting on the wall. I think they need see that they need to do that. Even CNN that was really twisting and turning the government's narrative on both Sandy Hook and the Boston bombing, even CNN is questioning this. Let's play a little bit of this clip from CNN where they're questioning the Boston bombing and the events surrounding that on CNN.
Do they perhaps then not see that there's a wider role that Todashev and others may not have had anything to do with the bombings at the marathon?
Like I told you before, all we have is this one official statement. It's the FBI's contention that Ibrahim Todashev implicated Tamerlan Tsarnaev in that grisly triple murder in Waltham. And so you have to say, there's a lot of questions here. I mean, my investigation starts with Waltham, and there are a lot of leads that local officials didn't go through there. And then it ends in actually late fall, where I find the FBI still reaching out to Ibrahim Todashev's friends, asking him very, very basic questions about the Boston.
Well, while that may have been, you know, at least some respite for these victims' families in Waltham who have been waiting and waiting for some sort of solution.
I think that's where you're wrong. Right. It's not at all. Much. I mean, the victims' families are really, really hurting here.
Devastated.
I mean, we had a...
Let me just ask you one question. There was one spot where I just stopped and my mouth dropped open, and that was this. The girlfriend of Todashev is perhaps the only person who can give us any insight what his reaction was when he heard about the bombings, i.e., did she suspect he may have known something about it when he heard about the bombings and the death of Tamerlan, that maybe something was afoot?
All she says she told me is she was in the condo with him and he heard about the Boston Marathon bombings, seemingly after Tamerlan Tsarnaev died, and he was very, very sad.
Maybe just sad for the death of a friend or sad for the reality of it all?
I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, it's hard to say. We just know that they were good friends. And there's a lot of questions here.
Shockingly, as good friends, it's amazing he wasn't investigated back in 2011. This is a great piece. You've done a lot of work. I highly recommend people take a look. There is a lot that you have uncovered and you've written about it.
Well, that's it. Yeah, that's CNN, folks. That's CNN taking a critical look at the government's narrative about the Boston bombing. They were set up. They were working with the CIA. You can see them going back and forth into Russia. You can see Russia asking them questions about this. Just as the American government is doing in the Ukraine, they've been pushing in Chechnya. You've got Uncle Tsarnaev, who is married to the head of the CIA station in that area. I mean, come on, this is as phony as it gets, folks. And the government is not above their own conspiracies. We've got them saying that Barrett Brown and Anonymous were plotting to overthrow the government. How absurd does it get? They've got Barrett Browning in jail in Dallas because he'd linked to some data on a website. Can they throw people in jail for that? Our government is out of control. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Construction.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. I'm filling in for Alex today on this Thursday, February 27th, 2014. I'm going to be joined here by Paul Joseph Watson, who is one of our writers here as well as a reporter. And he's an expert on what's going on in Europe with the IMF, with the EU, and with the Ukraine. And so Paul has published many stories about this as it's developing, talking about how the bankers are trying to get the Ukraine under their control. We also see how the U.S. is trying to increase tension between Russia and America. And, of course, that serves the interest of the military-industrial complex as well, doesn't it? They were searching around for a mission once the Soviet Union fell apart and they didn't have a credible enemy anymore. So now they're creating credible enemies everywhere, just like they've done since World War II. So joining us now is Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, how are you doing?
Hi, David. Good to be back.
Great to have you. Now, you want to talk about the IMF, and they're jumping into the water here, offering all kinds of money to the Ukraine people. Just come on in and sign on the bottom line, right? It's like a kid that just graduated from college getting all these credit card offers, right?
It's amazing, David. The situation right now is we've seen the faux revolution stirred up by the West, by the NGOs, by the United States, by Britain. Now we're seeing the counter-revolution, which is being stirred up by Russia and which is centered in the Crimea, the area of Ukraine to the south where Russia has a naval base. So we've basically got a massive arms build-up with Russia preparing fighter jets on combat alert. They've put out statements saying they've got 150,000 troops ready for a drill. Ukraine is warning against that military buildup, as is the United States. We've got deployment of a U.S. aircraft carrier, which was planned in advance, but some are saying it's related to the building tension. And then we've got the facts, and this is the key to this entire story. On Infowars.com, central banker appointed as Prime Minister of Ukraine. 3 weeks ago, the top U.S. State Department diplomat in Europe, Victoria Nuland, was involved in a leaked phone conversation with another top U.S. diplomat, and they were basically plotting the overthrow of the democratically elected Ukrainian government. And the very person that Nuland named in that leaked phone conversation that they would choose to become the new prime minister of the Ukraine, Arseniy Yatsenyuk, is now the new head of the Ukraine. So the very person they named 3 weeks in advance is now in power. Proving once again that this was an act of regime change.
Oh, yeah. And it was even more than that, Paul. You know, I had Steve Pachinik on the nightly news, and I talked to him about that phone conversation that supposedly was just amazing tradecraft, and the American administration said, I just can't believe that the Russians would listen to our phones like that. And Steve Pachinik said, that was the phoniest thing you've ever heard of. The fact that they would do this on an open line, they wanted the Russians to know this. They wanted the world to know this. It was an in-your-face demonstration. It was provocative. It was trying to, it's basically just hubris, but it's also very provocative. They're trying to provoke tension between the U.S. and Russia, not just pull the Ukraine out of Russia's sphere, but the Crimea is vitally important to Russia because that's their access to water, to the Black Sea.
Well, it would be like Russia stirring up a revolution in Canada or Mexico. Mm-hmm. Or even you could think about it, if Scotland gained independence, it would be like Russia stirring up a revolution in Scotland, targeting England. It's that sensitive because the Ukraine is fundamentally linked to Russia historically. It's been part of Russia for the majority of the past 100 years, of course. And as you said, this leaked phone conversation, the media treatment of it was the fact that Nuland said F the EU. And that's what all the headlines became about. Oh, my God, she's saying F the EU. That wasn't the story. The story was they were picking by name the future leaders of Ukraine in the overthrow, the coup d'etat that they were planning. And now we see that that's come to pass, even though Russia started this counter-revolution against it as part of the new Cold War that is emerging, the NATO encirclement of Russia. Now that that's come to pass in its first stage, the IMF is circling the wagons. Its vultures are preparing to swoop on Ukraine to asset strip the country as part of their tried and tested IMF riot plan, as Greg Palast exposed back in 2001. And today the Associated Press reports that the IMF is sending officials to the Ukraine to start discussing with the Ukrainian authorities which policy reforms would be required in exchange for an emergency loan program. So in other words, again, just as they did in Greece, this is about turning Ukraine into the IMF, the globalist debt slave, by creating the loan shark environment where they have to sell off infrastructure. They have to impose draconian austerity measures, high taxes on their population, as happened in Greece, mm-hmm. and install technocrats in the government who basically serve as puppets to the IMF, to the globalists.
Absolutely. You know, Bloomberg reports that they're going to give, that they're offering them a $35 billion deal. And of course, that's much better than what the Russians were giving them. The Russians were only giving them $15 billion that they've halted. So they're going to get them totally in debt. Like you just mentioned, they're going to raise their taxes. They're going to control their country. And they may wind up with a situation. You know, the one of the previous premiers in the Ukraine was formerly a central banker in the Ukraine. So he was the one who was on the other side from Yanukovych. And Yanukovych, I don't know if I've got the emphasis on the right syllable there, but I always get confused about the Russian names. But the but he was a central banker, the guy for the opposing party, but he was a Ukraine central banker. These are the guys who've already spent, what is it, Paul, $5 billion to start this revolution there?
Yeah, I mean, Newland announced back in December, around the same time that John McCain went to Ukraine and was buddy-buddy with all these Nazis that are part of the opposition movement. Newland announced that the U.S. had already invested $5 billion in the protest movement in Ukraine. So, again, that shows you they were prepared for this. The initial protest started, of course, back in November when Ukraine rejected the EU trade deal and went with Russia. But before that, they knew that this was coming because research shows, and this is linked in my article, that these democratic uprisings, whatever you want to call them, whether they're grassroots or not, whether they're grassroots to begin with and then hijacked by Western powers at a later date, they're entirely predictable because they're linked to the rise in food prices. You can track where unrest is going to happen in countries around the world based on if food prices rise above a certain level, mm-hmm. which is the UN Food and Agriculture Organization's food price index. Whenever that index rises above 210, the unrest quickly follows in all these different countries. You can track it from Syria, Tunisia, of course, with the Arab Spring, and most recently, Thailand, Venezuela, and you guessed it, Ukraine. So they know ahead of time when these uprisings are really going to pick up steam. So even if you believe, which of course a lot of these Euromaidan protesters are dupes, they're useful idiots, even if you believe that it's an organic uprising to begin with, these democratic revolutions, as they call them, are seen years in advance by the US State Department, which is why the State Department knew as far back as 2008 that the Arab Spring was coming, which is why they had some of their top operators with these NGOs, also linked to the CFR, like Larry Diamond, actually training the Arab Spring leaders on how to effectively use Twitter and Facebook to stir up these revolutions. And as I documented in my expose of the I Am a Ukrainian PR stunt, the very same individual, Larry Diamond, CFR member linked to the State Department, has done extensive work for the NED, National Endowment for Democracy. He was the one behind this viral video, which was basically glib propaganda trying to portray the uprising in Ukraine as exactly that, just a grassroots democratic uprising, when in fact he was the one years ago training Arab Spring activists on behalf of the US State Department on how to foment faux revolutions. And in fact, they did it in the very same hotel that we visited last year for Bilderberg, because we spoke to the hotel staff, the manager, and he said, yeah, we had all these guys here back in 2008 talking about the Arab Spring 3 years before it happened. Yeah. So they know when these riots are coming. They have people prepared to train the leaders. And of course, Soros's Open Society Institute is involved in that as well on the ground with the actual protesters. So they know how to manage these controlled uprisings, even if they're grassroots to begin with.
Well, it's very interesting that you mentioned that they see this as a leading indicator, the price of food, because we just see in the news today that cattle futures in the U.S. have hit a record level. And we see that there's a real war on independent farms here in America. We've got some articles about that that we've been covering on the nightly news the last week or so. They're coming after farmers in just so many different levels. And it reminds me of what happened in the Ukraine. You know, Stalin's approach the Ukraine. And one of the gripes that the Ukrainian people have that is a legitimate gripe is they remember the Holodomor, the starvation that was propagated against the Ukrainian people under Stalin. We see, however, some of these same tactics that are going to be used here in America, where you've got the government coming in and shutting down farms over nonsense reasons. They're now telling organic farmers that they can't use manure or have animals plow their fields. I mean, this has been going on for millennia that this has happened. But now you're going to have to buy commercial fertilizer, that sort of thing. But we see the prices going on here. We see the preparation in America that is our government giving military vehicles to police departments, buying billions of rounds of hollow point ammunition, not target rounds. As you pointed out, you were the spearheading those that research, Paul. It's very worrying to see these kind of leading indicators coming here. But besides just the Ukrainian people getting out of the control of one gang of thugs and under the control of these bankers in Europe, the central bankers, Goldman Sachs and others, the other aspect of this is the military buildup. You had an article today about Russia puts fighter jets on combat alert as tensions mount. I mean, the Crimea is vitally important to the Russians from a strategic standpoint, just as Ukraine is from a food standpoint.
Precisely, and that's the biggest danger, isn't it? And now a lot of top analysts are saying this is the start of a new Cold War.
Yes.
You could see it coming beforehand because Russia and China have been engaged in some of the biggest military buildups and aggressive military rhetoric for the past decade or so. I mean, I've written several articles over the past few months. China conducting attacks on mock U.S. aircraft carriers. They're putting out editorials in state media talking about how the president of China is preparing the PLA for a new giant war. And then you had the display for the recent Land Rover program in China, where the backdrop for the image was a picture of a mushroom cloud over Europe. It was just an accident. But continued state media editorials in Chinese media talking about targeting the U.S. militarily. China, of course, just got its first actual aircraft carrier. They're talking about building more of those. So it's Iran, Russia and China lined up against the United States. It is a new Cold War. And mm-hmm. the fact that neoliberals and neoconservatives are willing to foster that by antagonizing Russia, by fostering this revolution right on its border, just shows how insanely diabolical their plans are and the fact that they have no genuine concern about the future of the world, because they're creating a situation which could go hot very, very soon. Now we've got analysts, even BBC analysts, talking about a, quote, hot war in Ukraine. So,
well, the war is a lifeblood of the war is lifeblood of the state, isn't it? And you've got both the American government as well as the Chinese government as well as the Russian government. They all can make themselves more important in everybody's lives if they create fear about an outbreak of war. But again, you see in this buildup here in the Ukraine, if that fosters another Cold War, if that fosters another military buildup with a military-industrial complex, who benefits from that? Well, of course, the same bankers that are trying to get control of the Ukraine, isn't it?
Well, precisely. And it also distracts from domestic unrest in America, yes. Because as you were talking about before, again, the food price issue in America, once that builds, once people's wallets begin to be hit more and more, there is a potential for unrest. I mean, I did the article yesterday. Pat Cadell, former presidential advisor and pollster, basically said that the soft depression that Americans are currently experiencing could lead to a Kiev-style uprising in the United States. And then, of course, you have the U.S. Army building fake towns, $96 million worth, with churches, you know, municipal buildings, underground subways, for the Army to train to deal with domestic unrest. Of course, it's passed off in the media. Oh, there's a mosque. Well, yeah, there was a mosque. There was also a Christian church. So it's multifaceted. Yes, it's for foreign occupation, but it's also for domestic preparation, because we know that Fort Hood soldiers and others are being trained that Christians, Tea Party supporters, anti-abortion activists are a radical terror threat. We've had those articles in the past. Department of Homeland Security, of course, in its own funded document, describes liberty lovers, that's their quote, liberty lovers, as domestic extremists, links them alongside terrorists. So you have a federal government in the United States that's increasingly paranoid about its own citizens, which is why they can unite the country around an external threat, which again benefits the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, you know, we tried to get them to talk to us at the Asymmetric Warfare Center there in Virginia where they built that city. You know, Paul, it was originally going to be like $60 million, and they went 50% over budget on that. But we wanted to ask them some questions about that. I wanted to see if they really did have a mosque. Did you ever see a picture of a mosque there? Because all I saw was the footage that they put out. We used that in our report, but all I saw was a small-town Christian church. Did you see any other pictures that actually showed a mosque, or did they say that they had a mosque other than the article that the Telegraph
had? No, I actually saw the picture of the mosque with the minaret, but they also had, as you said, a Christian church. So we're all being targeted, whether it's Muslims in the Middle East or Americans at home. I don't think you'd find many small Christian churches like that in a lot of Muslim countries. So, it's targeting all of us.
Oh, well, it was clearly an American city. They had handicapped parking signs. They had speed limit signs. They had a subway there with the logo from the Washington, D.C. subway. I mean, everything was very, very detailed. I found another video where they were actually laying down the slab when they were in the construction process, and it actually showed them stubbing up electrical and plumbing. I mean, these are not shells of buildings like they have trained with in the past. This is something where they are training. They see us as the insurgents in an asymmetric warfare. And it's very clear, based on the research that you've done about the ammunition purchases, what we see happening with these military vehicles. When we come back, I want to ask you about what's going on in Scotland. We reported on this a year ago, but now Scotland has passed a law that has tremendous implications for parents. We're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson right after this.
With a little know-how, virtually anyone can hack or track a wireless device.
It's Keith from Block It Pocket with a warning about hackers and Big Brother monitoring your mobile device.
Block It Pocket essentially blocks out any outgoing or incoming signals. Yes, even when the phone is off and the battery removed.
Protect your privacy. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Visit blockitpocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Huge Mountain House sale at Emergency Essentials. Right now, get 25% off every can. Go to BePrepared.com for the guaranteed lowest price you'll find anywhere. Mountain House freeze-dried meals are famous for their proven 25-year shelf life, delicious flavors, and easy preparation. This week only, save 25% on over 30 Mountain House varieties. For the best selection, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I'm joined on the line with Paul Joseph Watson, one of our esteemed writers and commentators. He's in the UK, and we've been talking about the IMF and the international bankers making their move, as they've been telegraphing for quite some time. Now it's become very obvious. They've actually put a price tag on it. $35 million. That's the price of the freedom of the Ukrainian people. They're going to loot them and rob them five different ways, as they've always done everybody when they come in and take over. But now, Paul, I wanted to talk to you about this law that just passed. We covered this when it came out a year ago, practically in April last year. They were putting forth a bill in Scotland called the Children and Young People's Bill. And, of course, this is going to this now passed just within the last week, and it is going to assign a government guardian to every child in Scotland from birth until 18 years old. That's amazing. I mean, there's a lot of reaction from that, from the Christian community there, from people who understand the purpose of the family and who are concerned about government intrusions in the family. What's your take on this, Paul?
Well, David, I mean, this is chilling cradle-to-grave tyranny. Imagine if they uncovered an Obamacare regulation which said, oh, by the way, the government has a minder assigned to every child in the United States up to the age of 18. There would be an outcry. Yet this bill has passed largely unopposed in Scotland. Every child, the NHS will appoint a health worker to act as a named person, a guardian for every child up until the age of five. Then it passes over to the local government council. They will assign individuals to monitor every single child in Scotland to, quote, ensure any potential cases of abuse or developmental difficulties are spotted and acted upon. What does that mean? Well, in the UK, just as in the US with the CPS, they steal children to meet quotas. In the UK, case of the UK, it's adoption quotas. We've had a case just in the past week where a four-year-old boy was torn from a loving middle-class family simply to meet an adoption quota. We've had cases in Colchester, Essex recently, where a family had seven children. They attempted to have another baby. They had the baby. It was taken away from them by the government because the government said their family was too large. We've had children taken away from families because they're, quote, too fat. Wow. And then we've had babies removed for apparently no reason whatsoever. So this is about making it easier for the state to steal people's children. That's and then you connect it to other articles like last year, I believe it was, or a couple of years ago, there was a family in Northern England, not far from where I used to live, in Rotherham. They were members of the UK Independence Party. The parents were, the foster parents, which is a major party expected to win the European parliamentary elections. Mm-hmm. The local council removed their two foster children because they were members of that political party, because according to the council, the party is, quote, racist because it opposes mass uncontrolled immigration. And despite the fact that these foster parents had had a fantastic track record, loving parents with numerous different children, numerous different backgrounds and ethnicities, they took the children away because they were members of a political party, a mainstream political party that opposes immigration. So that's amazing. Why they're doing it.
Well, we can see this happening in America. We have this Connecticut teenager whose parents took her to Massachusetts to get treatment, and because one hospital, Tufts, said that it was a physical problem, Boston Children's Hospital said it was a mental problem, they took that decision away from the parents. Absolutely amazing. We see where this is headed. Thanks, Paul. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.